Well, Dennis, the main thing, the Oakland Raiders now relocating to Las Vegas. They might still be in Oakland for a couple of years, but the relocation process has been approved. Your thoughts on an NFL team relocating, I guess, the third team in a couple of years here?
Yeah, no, look, it's whenever there's a relocation, it's tough. And, you know, it's tough for the fans in Oakland and California for those Raiders fans. And that's why these decisions are, you know, well thought out. A lot of you know, thought goes into it, a lot of analysis. And, you know, you have to remember, this process in Oakland's been going on for, my goodness, maybe 10, 15, maybe more, 20 or so years. So, you know, it's been a long process, but you still feel for the folks in Oakland. You feel excited for the people in Las Vegas. You know, they're getting a great jewel for their community. And, you know, hats off to Las Vegas. They put together one heck of a deal for Oakland, or for the Raiders, rather. And, you know, and it was approved. Yeah.
Is this a situation where you look at it and I guess you kind of step back and see how special the relationship is between New Orleans and Louisiana and the Saints?
No question. There's no doubt about that. We go back to, you know, some of the contract negotiations we've had over the last, you know, 10, 15, and I've been doing this now almost 20 years, you know, a lot of times, they're not pretty and they're confrontational, but at the end of the day, you know, really since, you know, 2006, we've been working really well with the state. We have a great deal. We have a great partnership with the state and with SMG. And, you know, all the governors and all the local political figures have really come to realize how important both of our franchises are to our community and the economic impact that they both deliver. And that economic, you know, impact we talk a lot about, but it's also emotional and spirit and diversity impact as well. It's got multiple bottom lines at the end of the day. And, you know, we're lucky we're a small market, as you said, at least on paper. But, you know, we never say that. We say we're 7 million strong because we're Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, parts of Alabama, and a panhandle of Florida. There's 7 million people there, 30% of our people that come to our football games come from that area. So again, we're 7 million strong in my mind.
Is that, I guess, when you look at that and that strength, is that one of the things that maybe fans don't quite understand when they see a franchise relocate and they think it's all about, you know, the cash and that kind of thing, but they don't really understand, I guess, the total economic impact and what's happening to a franchise in a certain city?
No, there's no question about it. You know, there's so many other factors that, you know, people, again, say, oh, it's a small market, you're probably next up, and it's not true. I mean, we have one of the largest stadiums in the NFL, and we keep it packed. Our sponsorships have been very good. Again, if you look at who our sponsors are really, many of them are regional companies. Many of them are reaching out across the Gulf Coast, and that's why they partner with us. I mean, you know, whether it's Ochsner or Sanderson Farms, one of our biggest sponsors out of Mississippi. So we try to tap into, you know, all our fans in the Gulf South, and you know, there's a lot more to look at than, you know, just the size of your metropolitan area.
Now, here at the NFL owners meetings, obviously, other intricacies involved and what's going on. What are some of the things that stood out for you, I guess, at these meetings?
Well, you know, this relocation was big. I have to tell you that was obvious, you know, the obvious big enchilada, if you will, this meeting. But, you know, there's a lot of small things. I mean, you know, continued growth internationally is big for the league. And, you know, we've had some really insightful experience, if you will, on the NBA side and all the successes that they've had internationally. And, you know, the NFL is trying to, you know, copy some of those successes as well. And, you know, so that I pay particular close attention to that. Participation numbers in youth are up, which is good. We like saying that. We have a very vibrant youth programs, as you know, with the Saints, and it's really front of the agenda for us and how we celebrate high school football. Anyway, we're starting to see it pay off across the country. They're not just in Louisiana, New Orleans area, but across the country. We're starting to see participation rates going up. And then, you know, the other real thing that's really amazing and you don't really often hear a lot about, but it truly is mind-blowing, is the technological advancements we've made in player safety, whether that's new helmet development, new shoe development, you know, shoulder pad development, you know, some of that information gets shared with all the presidents and football folks and owners, and it's eye-opening. There's a real commitment to making this game safe, and we're seeing it, on the field, and we look forward to even making it safer in the future.
Now, there is a player safety issue that came up in a current rules change, and I know you weren't in on that vote, but I got to ask your opinion on this one. Now, Mickey says he liked the leaper, but now the leaper has been abolished. 1 year too late, we say, for Saints fans, but your thoughts on that rule being implemented now?
Yeah, well, let me say this. If our GM says that he liked it, then I'll say I liked it. But, yes, I didn't like it last year. There's no question about it. You know, there's two rules that were changed this year, and I was sitting there. The other one is you can't have multiple fouls by players to manipulate the game clock, and we saw that this year, and we had to kick a field goal rather than go for a touchdown, and so we had two odd things happen to us last year. Hopefully we have all those odd things in the rearview mirror and all the bounces will start going our way. But, again, if Mickey's happy with it, I guess I'll be happy with it. So.
Oh, that's Saints President Dennis Lauscher. We're here on NewOrleansSaints.com at the NFL Owners Meetings in Phoenix.